Here you have a bow tie, which is made out of wood. The person that made that guarantees it'll keep your head above water.
That sounds like something out of a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's court. And Hank Payne, owner of the Connecticut store, is just as enthusiastic about Yankee ingenuity. He's like a walking and talking history book filled with deadpan humor, and customers seem to love that. Everything here is made in, well, Connecticut.
Wiffle Ball, Bovano of Cheshire, it's Waterbury Button Company, Woodbury Pewter, it's even the only real Christmas tree ornaments in the world. We go out and pick up Christmas trees in January when people throw them out on the curb. We dry them, we cut them, and then a man and his wife, Ken and Brenda Killer, create the most beautiful hand-cut ornaments out of cross-sections of recycled Christmas tree.
I had to buy an elf ornament for the ingenious marketing just as much as for the craftsmanship. The place is filled with stories. This was once the Holland Hughes department store, operational for more than 100 years. In 1997, Payne had a huge staying-in-business sale. He sold off everything that wasn't made in Connecticut. Today, a big map on the wall shows thumbtacks on 55 countries, places to where the store ships out products. Even though sales, mostly online, are up by 10%, it's challenging. As we walk around the store, Payne talks about manufacturers who've closed or left the state.
That was Allen Neckwear, and fortunately they have now moved to California and we're selling off the last of our inventory. We have lost producers. Our furniture manufacturers, they unfortunately are no longer here. One of the best blanket manufacturers was in Unionville, and they're not here anymore. There is a reduction, but then again we're finding new products and new producers as well.
Still, it's a demand for iconic brands like the Wiffle Ball and Bat, manufactured in Shelton, that continue to drive sales. Payne ships cases of it to customers at the McMurdo Research Base in Antarctica and even to China, a leader in mass-made, low-cost products. The secret to its success, says Wiffle Ball CEO David Mullaney, is its simplicity. The product hasn't changed since his grandfather invented it in 1953, and Mullaney intends to keep it that way.
For some guys, it's a lifestyle. You know, there's tournaments out there, guys 20s, 30s, and 40s playing in very competitive events. Those are on the rise. It is more than just a product.
It all began when Mulaney's dad, who was 12 at the time, and his friend were playing with a plastic golf ball and a broomstick handle. It was easier than having to round up two teams for baseball, and they'd already broken too many windows. Today, the Wiffle Ball has such a loyal following that even the color of its bat, a bright yellow, is trademarked. Another popular product of the Connecticut store is Bovano glass. The company's history goes back to 1952, when a local artist fused powdered glass to copper plates.
This is a place where each flower is assembled by hand out of copper. Each individual component of a flower is dissected, and then it was put into a tool that cuts out each petal.
That's Bovano artist and president Jim Flood explaining the process to customers at his studio in Cheshire. At its peak, Bovano sold to 4,000 retail stores across America. After the 2008 recession, that number dropped to 400. Sales have picked up since by 10% each year. Flood attributes much of that to a better economy, Bovano's online presence, and a renewed interest in locally made artisan work. Customer David Connolly from Florida grew up in Connecticut and his parents were collectors of Bovano glass. He too has purchased several pieces.
Actually, I've been over in Venice and been over and looking at the glass, Murano glass, and I have some. But also, this is unique, and it is keeping it in Connecticut, is keeping it local. And we absolutely support being built here, being made here, and the economy here.
Not all of the demand is from customers with local ties. Hank Payne of the Connecticut store says 90% of his business comes from outside Connecticut. He's just expanded to two new markets, Peru and Slovenia. Payne is also looking to add new manufacturers. His latest product? Eco-friendly blocks of compressed horse manure sold as an alternative to wood pellets. For WNPR News, I'm Sujata Srinivasan.